Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, real quick, before we get to the rundown, the Olympics are set, by the way. I don't know if you were watching the qualifying tournaments. It was weird the way they did it. I think it hurts FIBA basketball because they only put these games on like this app called Courtside 1891. Mm-hmm. It's not on ESPN Plus. It's not on ESPN. Like I'm like, it's July. Why would these games with real NBA players like not be shown? I can't really give you a good answer. But how about this? Puerto Rico qualifies. They beat Lithuania yesterday. Jose Alvarado and Puerto Rico beat Sabonis and keep Valanciunas out of the Olympics. Two straight Olympics missed.
Wow.
For Lithuania. And Puerto Rico makes its first Olympics in 20 years. They had not qualified. So, yeah, Puerto Rico in there. Greece qualified with a win over Croatia. So they're in. How about this? South Sudan is in the Olympics.
Is that the homie that's going to Duke?
I don't know.
It starts with an M. I think he's a South Sudanese kid. The big 7-footer.
Yes, Common Malawach.
That's him.
Yeah,
he's gonna be down there with Cooper Flagg.
Yep, him. That's absolutely him. Vijay Edgecombe, the phenom for the Bahamas, unfortunately lost to Santi Aldama in Spain yesterday.
Oh man, there was a lot more going on than just
yeah.
I remember we checked in on Giannis and Luka.
Yes,
a couple days ago.
So Spain is in. Who else? Greece is in. Brazil is in.
Yeah, I saw Giannis crying.
And then Puerto Rico got in yesterday. It was a great day of basketball.
Who's on Puerto Rico besides Alvarado?
Tremont Waters from LSU guard.
Tremont Waters, the little guard. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
That's two little guards, though.
Yeah, but they were blown by Lithuania.
I'm trying to think of Puerto Rico.
No, the United States, well, they're in the United States group, and will absolutely get mauled.
Well, good on them for making it, though.
So Group C is U.S., Serbia, South Sudan, and Puerto Rico. So it's bad. It's pretty bad. Serbia is going to be the big threat. It's going to be United States and Serbia for the group there, no question about it. Group A is Australia, Canada, Greece, Spain. That is the group of death.
That's an awesome group.
I mean, I guess I would say Canada is the favorite there, but Australia's got some players. Greece, we know Greece is shooting like 50% from three with Kalathis out there, Diamond, bro.
That's crazy. Kalathis still out there hooping.
And he is.
Like, is hooping.
Yes, bro. He is like, he's not just like
out there. He's balling, is what you're saying.
He's not like Messi for Argentina in the Copa now that's just kind of out there like ceremoniously. Like, that dude is out there still hooping. And then Group B is Brazil, France, Germany, and Japan. Japan qualified there. I would say France definitely the favorite there in Group B. So, look, the United States is the favorite. They should be the favorite, but they will have some stiff competition once they get out of the group. I mean, Serbia will, you know, certainly give them all their money's worth with the Joker. But I think they should be pretty good to coast until, you know, we're talking about medal. I'm FIBA king, so I'm keeping I'm keeping you up on. You know, everything that's going.
Over the weekend, I was getting more updates than I thought I needed.
Well, you never know what you need until it's gone, you know. And I know that even though you didn't express this vocally, you missed the World Cup updates back when in 2023 when I was telling you what was going on. Mm-hmm. This helped me prepare you for the Olympics. That's what I was doing.
Right.
You know, I knew obviously the United States, this was not going to be the United States, but it was everybody else's best. That's the thing. Everybody else cared about the World Cup last year. So I know exactly what these teams are bringing. For some reason, I will say this, Valančiūnas did not play for Lithuania in this tournament, in the qualifying tournament.
Really?
Yeah, which is, I guess they just believed they would advance, they'd win it, and he'd go, you know, he'd join them when they got to Paris. But they needed him because there's too much on Sabonis. He can't be, like, the king show you that every season. It's like he's not enough at the five.
What was the answer on why he didn't play?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I don't know.
Just got signed up, right? Wizards. He took the money. He's got the deal with the Wizards.
Maybe he
didn't finish the year unhealthy. He was healthy.
I know.
He played off the court.
It was weird. And maybe he had some nagging injury that went unreported. But it was a good day of Olympic qualifying tournament basketball.
Thank you for that.
And Summer League basketball, which obviously continues tonight. Now, one team that did not make it, before we get to the rundown here, was Team China. Team China is in California in the California Classic. And, Jason, that is maybe the worst team of grown men that I have ever seen, bro. Like,
why are they in the California Classic?
Because they didn't qualify for the Olympics.
Why did we let them in?
Well, because the NBA is run by China.
Oh, that's true.
So we have to do the, you know, the good faith exchange here. You know what I mean? But yes, China is horrible. Oh my God! They have.
Who'd they play yesterday? I saw it all.
The Hornets.
It was the Hornets.
The Hornets.
I kept it moving. Now, I saw they were playing one of our NBA teams.
Now, did
Summer
I?
Summer League teams.
Did I have China plus 40.5 yesterday? I did.
Oh, that's why he knows.
I did. And did they cash? They did. They lost by 31, I think. But I thought there was supposed to be some pride, right, with China. Like, there was, you know what I'm saying? Like, this can't be us. We have to be better than losing by 50. Yeah, they got 51-pieced by Sacramento the night before, and then they lose by 31 the next night. I guess that's a 20-point improvement.
I guess so.
But I got to tell you, you're blessed. You're blessed as an American in a lot of ways, but chief among them is the your basketball team.
Dude, I've watched them come into the banquet rooms and the UNLV gyms and everything else as they've sort of entered. You know, the Avengers have sort of gotten together.
That's
all the
been
videos.
Awesome.
It's been really cool.
It has been.
To see those guys interact.
And then Halliburton walks in. It's like, well, who the hell invited this guy?
Well, he was at Ruben's all-white party. You've reached a certain level when
that's
you're
right.
at that.
He should have stayed there.
No.
He
belongs.
Get Ja on the team. Ja belonged on that team.
No, not with what he had been through. He lost his chance. He wasted away his chance. He had his chance.
Damn.
But when, like, Steph comes into the room.
I know. It's like all the legends. Like, all, like, the guys who are basically, like, in their last stages of their career.
It looked like AD was messing with LeBron's pocket because LeBron had just signed his deal.
Yep.
Like, let me hold something type stuff.
Yep.
And then just, you know, KD. And then you saw there's a video of Steph shooting around the UNLV. You saw that?
Yes.
He doesn't miss.
Doesn't miss, bro. That's sickening. He is unbelievable.
It's like really like Avenger type, superhuman type power.
Exactly.
When he is just shooting in a workout, he's going to make them all.
It's amazing. That's not normal. That's not normal. I will say this for LeBron, too.
So you're right. We're blessed. It's been fun to watch our real team come together.
Because
I can't wait to see him roll out there.
No Chinaman can do that, okay? Believe me. They could be alone with not even a cameraman in the gym.
Well, I don't think Nick Calathes or anybody else on any of these other teams
Fair
doing
enough.
What Steph's doing.
Fair enough. That's true.
Luka ain't doing that.
Yeah, he is
the best for a reason.
A different
breed.
It's
unbelievable.
Different breed, no doubt about it. I was going to say this. Like, I do appreciate how much LeBron cares about playing for the United States. He does care a lot. He really, like, it's his thing. I mean, I know maybe some people can.
Is it?
He loves it. Yeah, he wants to be all about it. He wants to play for the United States. He wants to wear the Team USA on
it. Okay. The patriotism.
He's 40 years old. He could say, I've had it. Like, you know, he could say, I've done my time with the United States. You know, I don't need to.
He still thinks he's one of the best players in the league.
Oh, he is.
So, of course, he's going to roll out there, especially about our disappointing FIBA finish.
Yeah. But, like, I just.
Or World Cup, whatever it was.
I just appreciate how, you know, how seriously he takes it. As an American, my point of pride is all based in what is our basketball team doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing we got to have all times. No one should ever beat us in basketball. We put more money into it. We have the best players. You know, we have the biggest population. It just should never even be. Canada's this new little cute Johnny Come Lately, man. We better not ever lose to Canada. Ever. Heads should roll. If we lose to Canada, heads should roll. If we don't get a gold medal in this, people should be fired. I think that's how I feel about Olympic basketball in America.
I mean, how much coaching do you need with this roster?
Well, who's
said people should be fired?
Well, the general manager, who's over it now? Who's the?
I mean, what are you? Because you picked the wrong. Because he
Grant
picked
Halliburton. You gotta go.
Because you picked Halliburton.
Yes.
It's the right group of players, dude.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, my hopes are very low for Halliburton.
No, my thing, I'd be more so disappointed in the players themselves than I am the general manager put together, or Grant Hill, or whoever, or the coach. That's on the dang players. You got the best in the world, dude.
Right.
No excuses.
It will be a while. Tips off. I think there are going to be some exhibitions maybe at the end of the month. I think Canada, United States will play Canada in Vegas. So that'll be fun, but that's not until, you know, later on this month. In the meantime, in between time, let's do the rundown.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. Grizzlies at Jazz. I guess this is Utah Summer League, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So so you have Grizz at Jazz. It'll be a Jazz crowd. And this number is out to 6 at Bookmaker. Just as a aside, Jazz minus 6. But these are arguably.
What do they know?
Well, they know that Walker Kessler is playing for the Jazz. That's what they know.
So it's one dude.
I know, but it's the dude. You know, like that's.
We have our starting center out there as well.
But who has no NBA experience yet? That's like he's got this.
He's a nobody. He's only a 2-time. Player of the freaking year in college basketball.
I love him, but I'm a little worried about tonight for Zach. I am. I feel like it's a big ask. I feel like they're putting Walker out there intentionally because they know it's Zach. It's like he would not have played against somebody that was.
I'd rather have him tested than playing against some bum and we're trying to make some again.
Yeah.
Some sort of observation on Zach E. destroying a guy who's not even going to be in a rotation this year.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, you know, maybe this will,
get a better
however it goes, will be helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, you can use it in somewhere
still,
or another.
I would still say do not overreact.
Right. But if he has 25 and 10, I'm going to overreact.
Well, he ain't getting 25 points, John.
If he has 25 and 10, I'm overreact. Can I do that? I don't think you can overreact enough if that man has 25 and 10 tonight.
Yeah, I just don't see him doing that with Gigi on the floor.
He won't. And Scottie Pippen, right? He's just like, I get the ball enough. But if he has like, you know, if he has like 16
and
12.
Scottie will feed him.
I'll be like.
Scottie ain't got that golf.
I actually think this.
LaRavia and Gigi is shooting, though.
Right, that's true.
They're not worried about Edie.
This could look a little, it won't look like, you know, nothing will be like his Purdue days. But I could see him definitely getting more paint touches than he will get once the regular season starts.
Maybe you just want to get him going. But again, I'm not changing my style.
Yeah.
And again, that's the other part. And we haven't talked about yet. How much is the Grizzly style going to change now that they're bringing over the is it Parisian? The Parisian coach.
Yes.
As the Taylor's right hand.
Yeah, who.
Have you looked at his offense?
Well,
everybody says it's so great. All the NBA experts say it's. This may be the biggest pickup of the offseason for the Grizzlies.
Haralabob Vulgaris, who is,
I couldn't say his name. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, he's considered, you know, not anymore, but back in his day, he was the sharpest NBA better, like, ever.
And then was it with the Mavericks for
and
a minute.
With the Mavericks. He says that's the pickup of the offseason for the Grizzlies, that
Kevin
assistant
Kevin O'Connor
coach.
Liked it, too, said something along those lines. All the big boys. We'll see. I don't know if Bobby Marks has got an opinion on him. I don't, you know, Bobby's more
We'll ask
rosters and everything else. But everybody seems to think this guy's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we sort of hear that about St. Andrews too? Like there, you know, my expectations are, you know, although I don't think you heard the love quite as loud nationally for St. Andrews as you're hearing for this hire. But, you know, we shall see. But this is going to be our first look at, you know, certainly Zach Edey. But to a lesser degree, Jalen Wells. I mean, my expectations, again, for the second round guys are pretty low, as I would recommend they should be for everybody. But there was this, you know, this big people are getting, people continue to be restless about the Grizzlies in free agency. And I would just remind people that this is your team. You have your team. You have your top eight, top nine. There's nobody. I mean, yeah, Luke signed, doesn't sign. He's shooting. Okay. But you have your guys are on the court. So this whole idea that there's like this, like there's no move the Grizz could have or would have made that would have made a material difference to their top nine. So this is what you got, and you have to believe and know that it will be good enough if it's healthy, and I believe that, and I think other people should believe that. Zach Edey's a part of it. So tonight is a great chance for him to show he can handle it. I'm not saying he has to play great, but just don't get blasted. That would be great. You know what I mean? Don't just get run off or played off the floor. That would give me, you know, great pause. But other than that, you know, it's like, hey, how good can Gigi look tonight? Can he go for 40? I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking for.
If that's what you again, Josh Selby had 40,
that's right,
or whatever it was.
That was a 52?
Something crazy. So again, take it all with, you know, knowing that this doesn't necessarily going to mean anything. It's not necessarily going to translate. It's not necessarily going to do anything. I mean, remember, Zaire's had good summer league games. We felt good about him. Didn't mean a dang thing.
Right.
So just calm down a little bit.
Josh was the co-MVP of the summer league. He averaged 24 a game.
Didn't we have a good year with Russ Diculous as well one year? Remember, yeah. Russ Smith from, yep, Louisville? Wasn't he with us?
Yep.
Was that the year we won it? Maybe. Wasn't there a year we won it too?
That sounds right.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, we get excited about this all the way up till the time it tips off.
Selby had 35. Okay. That was his high. That was the summer league high that year.
What did it mean? Nothing.
Yeah, it did not end up meaning.
Nah, now Gigi's different.
Right, because we've already seen him.
This is a guy who maybe could have been a number one draft pick in another year, different set of circumstances. So I'm with you. If he scores 40, it'll mean a little bit something different, Gigi does. But come on, guys. Gigi knows, too. We got to get the ball to Zach Edey. Mm-hmm. And we got to spread this thing around.
Exactly. So, anyway, 8 o'clock tonight. What's it going to be on NBA TV, I assume, right?
I know they're all on the app, I think, I read from the Grizzlies.
Okay.
Tonight's on ESPN, right?
Is it? I honestly don't know. I guess I should know, but that sounds.
Thank you, bro.
It will be. Yeah, on ESPN. Exactly right. So we'll get the full primetime exposure, man. It's the doubleheader. Oklahoma City and Philadelphia will be the first. Be the first game. Filipowski. I didn't even mention him. Filipowski's out there for the damn Jazz. That fall's loaded, bro. Damn. And I think that's probably why you're seeing that steam, because they're with Kenneth Lofton, their bench is a little better than the Grizzlies' summer league bench.
Yeah, their bench is definitely better.
You know, and I think that's the
we drop off a little bit.
That's the hard part here. But it'll be great. I mean, this is probably the most I've looked to a summer league game ever, honestly, because this how important a couple pieces are, not just Zach but Gigi too, his continued development for sure. But that's all at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN.
Next story.
All right, well, we've mentioned him. Thomas Isalo is the, and I'm sure the pronunciation way off, is the Parisian coach. Coached Paris basketball in the French LNB Pro A and the Euro Cup last season. Was named Coach of the Year in both leagues, and his team went on to win the Euro Cup title. Reading from Drew Hill's story over at the Daily Memphian about the Grizzlies finalizing their coaching staff for 2024-25. This is one of the a little bit of a strange offseason story, because for a while there, the Grizzlies were going out of their way to say, no, we're not really changing things. We're doing a restructure. Others, the Athletic included, I think my man Anthony Sain was among the first, had pointed out it looked like they were clearing house.
Yep.
In a way. And, I mean, if you look at the changes in terms of who they brought in, I think it's four new guys. Isalo, Noah LaRoche, who was among the first hires, Patrick Mutombo, and Joe Boylan are now on that staff now. And Drew, over at the Daily Memphian's got a breakdown on each guy, but Isalo, along those LaSalo, He is the one that certainly comes in the most highly regarded. And as John said, you've got some NBA expert type saying he's going to be a difference maker in terms of the offense that that he can sort of introduce to the Grizzlies. It's a motion offense. I mean, we say that just about every offense. But if you watch it and there are clips out there, guys are moving, guys are driving, there's screen, you know, a ton of screening, things that you could see the Grizzlies doing, certainly. I think the more interesting part of the story is that was it Taylor Jenkins that felt he needed a change going forward? I think this certainly felt like it came down from the top. You are not making these kinds of moves, and particularly after you just made some last year, unless it feels like a directive that's come down from the top. Doesn't feel like we've gotten a whole lot of information on that from Kleiman. Certainly not going to hear from Para, but I like it. I like the shakeup. I like the staff being held to account. It feels to me like ownership, front office, feels like this is a critical year, and much like we've gone out and gotten you guys, you know, a roster that we feel like is a contender caliber, now we've gone out and gotten you, you know, one of the most highly regarded European coaches that's out there. And frankly, this was my first thought. Taylor Jenkins better watch his back, too, just in the sense that as highly regarded a guy as this is,
right,
you go off, you get to a slow start. This could be your interim coach.
Yep.
Who knows? And like I said, you don't know him just in terms of what he's going to bring to the table, but your personal relationship and everything else. And it looks to me like this front office has said, no, we got to go out and get it now. We're going to get you the best two on this coaching staff. Now it's up to you to go out and get this thing where we expect it to be. So much like, you know, we've talked about with Penny Hardaway or whatever else, Taylor Jenkins being held to account here seems to me like they've upgraded the staff and they're going to expect more out of that offense that has struggled. Certainly, remember the five out last year.
Yep.
Again, the way you measured it, how many guys were out certainly came into play. But clearly that front office or Robert Parra saw something they didn't like on that offensive side. I mean, those numbers were not good.
Yeah.
And so you needed a change. The Grizzlies have done that, and it just feels to me, and it could be like there's more pressure on Taylor Jenkins when you make changes like this.
Absolutely right. And we'll talk to Bobby about this. We'll get his thoughts on the shakeup and where the Grizzlies stack up in the West and fit in. Summer League around the NBA. Bronny made his debut. We'll get into all of that with Bobby when we get back. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks is the ESPN NBA front office insider. You can follow him on X, and you should be at BobbyMarks42. Kind enough to join us. Now, Bobby, a few years ago, I was out there for Summer League, and I didn't want to bother you, but I saw you walking through the corridors. At some point, are you going to be making a stop out in Vegas, if not already out there?
Yeah, I'll be out there. Get out there Wednesday, and I'm there for the duration. Yeah, so I'm actually teaching a class on the salary cap and the economics of the CBA out all next week.
Very nice, very
good.
Nice.
So you'll be busy. That's the key.
But we'll get quiet in August.
What is that? What's that Bobby Marks class syllabus look like?
Oh, I've been working on it like crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's basically we're going to teach everyone kind of what's changed in this new CBA, and I'm sure that, you know, the apron's kind of the hot topic there, and certainly extension rules and the minimum floor and the tax and building out a, you know, it's, we have a bunch of people who are trying to be an agent, so we sold it out, 138 students.
Wow.
For the full week. Different sessions ranging from sports science to agent negotiations to a little bit of everything. Writing and broadcast media also, we have a faction of that. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
That's awesome. All right, look, there's a big one tonight on ESPN, Grizzlies, Jazz. Certainly feels like two of the better teams in the Summer League, and this is just Utah, but even in Vegas. I would ask, Bobby, why is Walker Kessler playing in this?
Yeah, it's a good, yeah. I mean, listen, year three. I think just because he had such an uneven year last year, certainly his first year, you could have put him up there, probably one of the top rookies. Then he gets, then he's with Team USA last year, doesn't play much at all. And then really kind of, I think it was just, I don't know whether it was the addition of John Collins or, you know, or just kind of a lack of playing time. And it just wasn't probably what up to his expectations, probably up to Utah's expectations. So, yeah, it's interesting. Usually a player, usually it would be coming off a significant injury here. But it's interesting, you know, good for him, right? I mean, we see, like, the trend nowadays is that a lot of these year two guys don't play at all. You won't see them. They'll do a lot of their individual work on the side here. So I think it's good for him just to kind of get some live reps in the summer.
And, you know, we've talked about it here on the show today. This is obviously going to be the debut of Zach Edey, who you you pencil in, given the rest of the moves and given the draft slot at the center. You know, you don't want to react too much to one summer league game, but I do sort of wonder if you agree here that this could be maybe more of a useful litmus test. Because Walker Kessler is a, you know, at one point, as you said, as a rookie, certainly one of the promising young bigs in the NBA. And how he fares tonight against him could be a little instructive in terms of what's fair to expect from Zach as a starter in this league as a rookie and maybe what's not.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get caught up in summer league. I mean, listen, last year Victor played against Portland in the first game and, like, people were, like, booing him. I mean, like, he wasn't good at all in Vegas. So I do think you have to temper what you see. But I do think, listen, there's no better player to go up against, you know, a guy who's been in the league, you know, two or three years here. So I am intrigued. But, yeah, I think it's going to be more of kind of a, you know, we'll see if the game's too fast for him. It's certainly different than what we see in college at Purdue. But it is pretty intriguing that he does get to go up against Walker.
Did it look like, Bobby, and Zach Lyman had said in the offseason, you know, acquiring a center, acquiring a big to play next to Jaren, critical for us. And obviously we're talking about a Grizzlies team that with Jaren just under contract the next 2 years is expecting, and we've said it over and over again, it's the tenor here, expecting to be a contender next year. So it feels like, you know, in terms of putting that guy next to Jaren, You haven't really gone out and gotten that veteran center. You know, and Andre Drummond was out there. You didn't do that. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on Edie to hold up and be that Steven Adams type. I'm just curious in your confidence level that he'll be able to, as the roster is currently constructed, to be able to hold up.
Yeah, I think you're probably a little more comfortable with him just because it's a guy who's been in school 3 or 4 years and has a ton of experience there. I think we penciled it in when Zach talked to the media after the season was over. He was pretty upfront as far as what direction we're going. I think it was a challenge for them to from a center position free agent wise, mm-hmm. just because it wasn't a good class. I mean, this is out of the groupings, it was probably the poorest at their price range. The poorest group here, especially with Valanciunas, probably outpriced, yep. His number, Claxton, Hartenstein, certainly. You said Drummond certainly goes to Philly. And then where they are financially here. So was it a little bit of a reach at where they were at 9? I don't know. I think it's almost like, the NFL draft. If you need a quarterback and, maybe some team has him projected at 22 and you're at 9, then maybe you take him there. So I don't think the kid, just from looking at his demeanor and stuff, I don't think things like that bother him. Being on a big stage, I think we saw it certainly in the championship game against UConn. We saw it in the Elite Eight against Tennessee. Really kind of elevating his game.
Talking to Bobby Marks, obviously front office insider for ESPN, joins us here talking all things Summer League. As it relates to the Grizzlies and what they have done, have not done, there is, as you can imagine, some restlessness just because you look around the league and it feels like everybody's making a move. It feels like everybody's doing something, whoever it is, and they're adding to their sort of arsenal. Whereas with the Grizzlies, as we've talked about, it's mm-hmm. Zach, and it's mostly just, hey, we're going to have, hopefully, healthy players that we didn't have last year, and John's not going to be suspended for the first 25 games of the season, and this is what we want, and this is what we're going to run out there. Where do you think the Grizzlies sort of stack up in this West if that is what they have?
Yeah. I mean, I've said all along that I think if they're, of course, health matters and all this. If they're healthy, that they can certainly compete for a top six seed in the Western Conference. I know that's daunting compared to where they were, but I don't see why not. Certainly, if we get all NBA, Ja and Jaren's healthy and Desmond and certainly I think you have to like what some of your rookies did last year, and you still have Marcus still here. I don't get as caught up with listen, Milwaukee and I know people in Milwaukee are unhappy and people in Miami are happy because those teams are kind of they didn't really make big moves, and Memphis is a little bit different just because I think they're the painting was almost, if it's a painting, it's almost painted already, right? It wasn't yep. like, you walk in and there's like, oh my God, we got 3 hours to paint this picture here. You had basically mostly all your, Luke was really the only, free agent, yep. And you declined his team option. And I think there was probably the goal is to get him back here. But I think there was a lot more work. There was a lot of work to do in Philadelphia. Right, we all get excited about Philadelphia and going out and getting Paul George and signing 8 or 9 players, but I think those teams are at somewhat of a disadvantage because you get to training camp, you get to the regular season, there's not the continuity factor. Guys haven't played with each other before here, so I get it, I understand. I think it's challenging to make trades now with these new rules. I think it's challenging to if you're pushed against the luxury tax to add players, whether it be signings here. But I think you would rather be where you are right now and not have to go out and overpay a free agent.
I think we and you mentioned the guy, Bobby. I think we've sort of been waiting on Kennard news. After you declined the option, the 14.8 made sense, right, with where you are in terms of the tax line, to get him on a cheaper, at least yearly deal. And obviously he would want years, but it hasn't come in yet. And I guess I would ask you, it doesn't feel like there's a robust market for Luke Kennard either, in the sense that, you really can't play him on the ball. In a lot of ways, before the Grizzlies got him, I guess from the Clippers, he sort of wasn't playing in that rotation either. I just wonder, we've all been trying to figure out what that contract could look mm-hmm. like, because you obviously need him with the lack of proven shooting. You got Bane and what else? So just what could a contract for Kennard look like if there's not a ton of interest in him from other teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to kind of look at where you are, certainly financially. I think you saw kind of the Buddy Hield contract that came through, and that's mm-hmm. certainly different. It was four for 40, and there were some partials in years three and year in 3-4. I think a lot of it's dependent on like how comfortable is ownership going into the luxury tax.
Yep. Yep.
You know, that's the big thing. You're $6.6 million below the tax. You would certainly have to make another move to move off a player here, but I think we're kind of trending away from the luxury tax and the implications it has on teams, where it's all about, you know, the second apron. It's about the ability to add players and trades and stuff like that. The rules, the luxury tax rules next year get a lot lenient as far as if you're just in it. If you're in it, within $10 million, it's not as stringent as it is. So I think it's two factors. Is there a trade to be made where you're moving off salary to get you an $8 to $9 million buffer, or is ownership willing to go into the tax and then maybe make a deal down the road?
Yeah, no, that's certainly fascinating. In terms of the Lakers, we saw our first sort of look at Bronny, and he looked sort of like a second rounder. Dalton Connect kind of struggled a little bit. What have you made of their offseason, and are the days of just assuming, you know, LeBron's going to, you know, find a way to make it work? I mean, are those days over? It feels like they are, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, they're like one of these, you know, high-spending teams that really the decision what D'Angelo Russell did dictated as far as what the flexibility they were going to have. It was hard for me to see them turning over their roster again. I think the concern is that you win 46, 47 games, you get into the first round, you lose to Denver, and you had LeBron and AD play the most games in their, you know, together in their careers since 2019 here. And you have a rookie coach. So I think you have to take, I think you certainly have to take all that into consideration here, where they're not in the elite anymore. You know, they're not in that pecking order. Them and Golden State are probably those teams we'll talk about like we did this past year as far as, you know, competing for one of those play-in spots.
Got obviously what the Knicks did, Bobby, in terms of bringing in Bridges, and then you've got what Philly did in terms of bringing in Paul George, and they made some other moves. Which one's closer in your eyes to the Celtics now?
I think New York is, just based on their wings with Bridges and Anobi. Certainly you have, Randall's still back, you know, it's kind of your big, and you have Hart and DiVincenzo coming off your bench, and certainly you still have Brunson. My only concern would be certainly at the center position if Mitchell Robinson can stay healthy or he can't stay healthy. That's kind of That's the big concern for me. Certainly like what Philadelphia did. They're a little bit smaller, certainly, with you're basically going to have Caleb Martin playing the four. But to get, you know, Paul George, and you don't have to ask Paul George to be the number one option, right, I think is a benefit there. He can be your third best player. And I think, yeah, of course, at the end of the day, everything just is contingent on Embiid, right? Like, we say that this every year. Like, if where Embiid is, basically will determine a lot of things for them.
Talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. A couple more things before we let you go, Bobby. Appreciate your time, as always. Dallas gets the sign-and-trade done with Golden State. Ends the Splash Brother era in Golden State, although, as I've said before, Clay was more like a drip sibling in the last couple of years than he was a Splash Brother. Gets a new start in Dallas. Saw some people say that he might have been a difference maker for Dallas in the finals. If they'd have just had him, that maybe that series looks different. Is Clay still capable, you think, of making that type of a difference in 2024?
I don't know about difference maker. I mean, I think, listen, that Boston team was awfully good here. I do think it spreads, you know, you saw in the series as far as the ability to add more shooting. I think he helps that. I think, you know, certainly defensively it would be interesting with him, Kyrie, and Luka out there. I think it worked out for both teams. I think it worked out for Golden State, and I think it worked out for Dallas as far as getting him. I think I like Melton, Anderson, and Buddy Hield, and basically those three players equal Clay here. And I like the Najee Marshall signing. I thought that was a big add-on for Dallas here. So I think they got better, and I think you have to get better. When you're in the Western Conference, you have to either you're going to return the same group and you're content with that, or you're going to have to mix things up. And I think, you know, Dallas got better.
Yeah. Bobby, man, great stuff as always.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much,
your time. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate you, guys. You got it.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. Yeah, a lot of moves certainly have been made around the NBA this offseason. And again, I know that people look around, and especially in Memphis, and they get a little itchy. They get a little trigger finger, like, damn, you know, what's our move? Well, your move is 12 being out there for 82 games. Your move is Marcus Smart being out there, you know, for 82 games. I know I'm saying 82. I don't mean 82. I'm 70, right? Just something. That's your move, and that is a move. That's not, like, lip service. You know, it's the real. It's been good enough in the West, and it will be good again in the West this season if you have that. Like, I'm not really – yeah, there are teams that have gotten better. We've talked about it. Oklahoma City is better. Minnesota is better. You know, I guess those are probably the two main ones.
I think Dallas might be better.
Dallas is interesting.
Subtract Derrick Jones and
– Dallas is interesting. I could see a scenario where the Grizzlies do finish with a better record than them. I could see it.
I think they're –
But, yeah, I mean, you're in that group. But the Clippers are worse. The Warriors are worse. The Lakers are worse. The Nuggets, like it or not, I know they got Sarge. They're worse. Now, can you pass them? You know, I don't know, but I do believe that you sort of saw, like, we could look up and the Nuggets could be just a one-time champ. Like, they got one ring, just like the Dallas Mavericks got that one ring, and they were not. I mean, I know that,
definitely see that
Joker is the best player in the world, pound for pound probably, but what's he got around him? He's got Jamal Murray, and then he's banking on Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. I mean, that's not exactly daunting.
I noticed you haven't said Kings with DeMar DeRozan.
Man, Kings, bro. I don't know what them folks are doing.
The addition of DeMar DeRozan?
They got a little caught up in the Not Like Us record, huh?
I guess so.
They just thought, oh, we got to bring D-Rose home, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, bro. Like, they have no shooting, and they still have no shooting. So what's the plan here? Like, DeMar DeRozan.
About Malik, right?
Yeah, Malik's back, but Herter's gone.
Okay.
I think he might be a part of this, right? What's their plan, man? DeMar DeRozan didn't make the Bulls a winner. Like, you just saw it. Like, what's all? He's got De'Aaron Fox now? He's got some bonus? Okay, so you sub 1 year old big for another. All right, perfect. He had Kobe White last year. Was De'Aaron Fox that much better than Kobe White last year? Was he even better than Kobe White last year?
This is from The Ringer. Yet DeRozan makes the Kings better by adding new layers to what they already do best, deepening an already brilliant offense into something that's much more formidable.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree.
I mean, their offensive numbers are through the roof.
Well, yeah, that's
been the case.
That's just because they play a ridiculously high pace. You know, I mean, DeMar DeRozan is not going to do that. He wants to slow it down and play that midi game, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be shooting mid-range
shots. He wants to, like, you know, plod and kind of, like, lull you to sleep and then hit that midi over you.
A lot of ISO.
DeMar DeRozan would have made more sense for the Lakers, to me, than the Kings. Because at least with the Lakers, like I said, they got a little more star power. Another scorer that could take the load off of LeBron and let him take some plays off.
Yeah.
But.
Or even lead a second unit.
100%.
Right, as the scorer.
Yeah, whatever the case.
When LeBron's, like you said, resting.
I'll buy that because, you know.
Maybe
they
do
need
the same
it.
Thing with Kings, technically.
I don't know. The Kings, I guess they have they're banking on a big step from Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
Again, they bring back Malik.
My boy.
They got Sabonis, who's good enough.
Double-double machine.
I don't think he's great. I don't think he's, you know, a championship big, but he's good enough. And De'Aaron. So, I mean, I guess I understand it. I don't buy it, you know, just from where I sit.
I'm not suggesting.
I'm not worried about the Kings.
Top half of the West or anything.
If the Grizz aren't better than the Kings, we got a problem.
To your point about everybody seemingly has made a move. It feels in the West, including the Pelicans.
No, that's true. I mean, that's
Dante
true.
Murray.
Pelicans made a move. Dallas made a move.
But you're right. I mean,
Kings made a move.
They're telling Marcus Smart's our move.
Right.
No, we didn't see
you
it.
You guys
last
didn't see
year.
That.
John Morant being back is our move.
He played
adding
nine games.
A big next to Jaren is our move.
Yeah.
You know, your go. Let's see.
Exactly.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, look, you have the trade deadline that exists. So, you know, you can still make a move after the season starts. But I have no issues with the philosophy of let's just get this group back on the court together and see what it looks like first before we panic. You know what I mean? And I think that's a shrewd move all around. Anyway, thanks to Bobby Marks for joining us on the show. We'll come back. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Again, the future basketball training is happening at Shoe 360, 85 Marcus Center Drive in Hyrule.
All right, so I think we we now sort of know why Dan Hurley said no to the Los Angeles Lakers, because he just got essentially the same money with UConn. Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies have agreed to a 6-year, $50 million contract. If you remember, Jason, his offer from the Lakers was 6 years, $70
million. Okay.
So it's basically the exact same money. I mean, it could be a little less, but you're in UConn as opposed to L.A., and you're not having to, fix the Lakers franchise. So, again, did he know that the Lakers weren't going to put a real offer out there? That's the part of it that, will be interesting in terms of history. Like, was the idea always just, hey, help us, get our leverage here at UConn? And
yep.
I don't know if, what would be in it for the Lakers other than to stick it to, Clutch, which I guess maybe we've established that's what it is.
Well, it's the key to try to change the narrative that is LeBron and Clutch are controlling your team.
Right.
There's something to be gained out of that, for Rob Pelinka, who right. I'm sure resents the hell out of that.
Right. So, here's the thing. Like, we know your contract negotiations are not exactly going swimmingly. How about this? How about we'll interview you, we'll bring you out, and we'll put an offer on the table, and we'll offer you a deal that we know you won't take, and it'll kick the ass of the UConn administration and the people in that state. I mean, I guess that's plausible.
It's 100% plausible. It's what happened.
Yeah.
Because if they really wanted Danny Hurley, they would have gave him $100 million like everybody thought that offer was going to be.
Exactly. And that's money that you cannot turn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's money that they could pay if they were as locked in on him as they were reported to be.
And it is so easy for Pelinka to make the call to Woj to say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you that he was the candidate from the get-go. Like, this is our plan. You get Hurley involved. In the end, you're getting the raise out of it with UConn. And it works out that way. And again, what Rob Pelinka gets out of it is it doesn't look like so much like he's just hiring LeBron's best friend, appeasing LeBron, which is indeed what happened. But yeah, I believe from the get go that was happening. And shout out to again Shams, man, who I think was correct from the jump. You're not putting your reputation and credibility on the line unless you truly believe that JJ was the candidate. And I think he obviously felt good enough about that information to put it out there. And I think he was right from the get-go.
Right.
That was the guy they wanted. They came up with a plan to make it look different. A plan that, you can argue whether or not it worked. But some of us, John, sniffed it out very early.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurley gets his raise after winning a second championship, which, why would those talks have stalled? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he gave you a second title in 2 years. So the fact that they were, slow-walking it, UConn, in terms of getting him his money, you were going to have to pay up once he brought that second title.
Exactly. That is exactly right. So,
and what where was he? He was even after the first title, he was still
outside
the top five. Is in my mind is what I'm looking at, because I remember we went over the list and it was way too low. And so, in this instance, the Lakers helped him too.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about
that. Putting the screws to UConn.
But it definitely does, I think, the money just lends itself to this was definitely a plot. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't even take less money to stay. He got the same money versus...
Well, I mean, it's 650 and 6 for 70, right? It's 6 for 50?
It was 650, 7 for 60.
7 for 60.
Yeah. So, what's 60?
No, he rejected a 6-year, $70 million offer. And that's what he got, 6 years, 50 from UConn.
Oh, okay. Well,
so you got your years
got,
were off
okay, gotcha.
There.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's $20 million more
okay.
with the Lakers than it would have been. And it was the same 6 years.
Right.
But again, remember, we were all shocked when the offer came in from the Lakers at 70 because it had been reported and speculated that that offer would be much higher. It was $30 million lower than we thought. And that's what gave Bobby what he needed to say, no, not taking this offer.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I think he knew from the get-go he wasn't.
Right. So listen, I mean, it's good for college basketball. The Lakers ended up with J.J. Redick as we never got the big diatribe, though, from J.J.
Because in the end, Shams right? I mean, there's nothing he can tell Shams publicly.
I would like to know what his issue was, though. Like, was it the fact that it was reported just at all?
He got out ahead of it.
Yeah.
Just like anybody else.
But maybe when
you report
right,
their stuff.
He botched the whole thing got a lot more complicated after that report came out. That he was like what they were zeroing in on. So everything just got, because nobody was ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm. JJ was still trying to do the finals or whatever.
Right. Right. I guess that's it. I guess that's exactly the way, you know, it all played out. But it's kind of...
But I bet you J.J. Redick always knew Bobby Hurley was never going to be taking that job.
Right. Right. He was doing the finals. He was
so
cool.
In the end, he has to respect Shams, I think. Because, yeah, while the timing may not have worked for you, in right. the end, Shams was right.
Exactly. That is exactly right. So, anyway, yeah, Dan Hurley is going to stick around in college basketball to the tune of 6 years and 50 million dollars. Like, let's see where that puts him in terms of the rest of the country now.
Between 6 and 7? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, so he would be, it looks like, third.
Yeah, you've gotten him top five now, which yeah. he had to be.
Yeah. So, would you have guessed Bruce Pearl was fourth?
No.
I guess he's fifth now, but yeah.
Give us that top five again. You got it in front of you?
So, adjusted, we're going to put Dan's money in here now.
Yes.
Bill Self, Cal, Dan Hurley, Izzo, Pearl.
Could Dan or Hurley argue that he should be paid more than Bill Self?
I mean, he's got two championships. Bill's got one. No, he's got two. Sorry, he got two now.
Yeah, Bill won two. Yeah,
My bad. He got the one 2 years ago. I mean, certainly there should be less of a...
How much is Bill's?
9.5.
Yeesh.
9.5.
Wow.
So what's...
And he's, I mean, he's done it longer there. That's why he's at that number. And to go with the two titles. But yeah. They've had, you know...
So he's making 9.5. I mean, he's, you know, he's right behind Cal. I mean, he's within, you know, and that's just sort of the base. He's like literally on Cal's heels.
So he's three. I can live with that. Yeah, I mean, if you're Hurley, you live all day with top.
And there's
three,
a big gap
the two that you're
between
behind.
Two and three now. There's three and four. Yeah,
right.
There's a huge gap between three and four.
Right.
A $3 million a year difference.
Wow.
So
who's five?
It's now Bruce.
Bruce is five.
Yeah, right. It was Rick Barnes, but everybody gets knocked down a peg now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your top 10 is just for ishes and giggles. Bill Self, Cal, Dan Hurley, Tom Izzo, Bruce Pearl, Rick Barnes, Scott Drew, Dan Hurley, Brad Underwood. Brad Underwood, Kelvin Sampson, and Nate Oates. That's your top 10.
And Penny's 11. I'm kidding. Close enough.
Penny's way down the list.
No, I know. What is he, 2.7 or 2.6 or something?
Penny
somewhere
is.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even have him on here, I don't think. I guess it's not.
That's Penny. Remind you, he's still doing it for a deal, bro.
Yeah,
they ain't paying him what you paid Tubby.
For whatever reason, it wasn't.
I thought it got to like, it's reported. Like 2.7 or goes up and it's getting closer.
Yeah, let's say an average of 2.8. That would put him about roughly 43rd, 44th. In the country. Top 50, top 45 salary, which is still very good. But, like, he's in the group with, you know, Grant McCasland,
mm-hmm.
Bobby Hurley. Well, I think, did he get fired? No, he's still there, mm-hmm. right? They got the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
China FM, ESPN.
Bill Ginn, the future basketball training is happening at Shoe 360, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
All right, so I think we now sort of know why Dan Hurley said no to the Los Angeles Lakers, because he just got essentially the same money with UConn. Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies have agreed to a 6-year, $50 million contract. If you remember, Jason, his offer from the Lakers was 6 years, $70 million.
Okay.
So it's basically the exact same money. I mean, it could be, you know, a little less, but you're in UConn as opposed to LA, and you're not having to, you know, fix the Lakers franchise. So again, did he know that the Lakers weren't going to put a real offer out there? That's the part of it that, you know, will be interesting in terms of history. Like, was the idea always just, hey, help us, you know, get our leverage here at UConn, and
yep.
I don't know if, you know, what would be in it for the Lakers other than to stick it to, you know, Clutch, which I guess maybe we've established that's what it is.
Well, it's the key to try to change the narrative that is LeBron and Clutch are controlling your team.
Right.
You know, and there's something to be gained out of that, you know, for Rob Pelinka, who right. I'm sure resents the hell out of that.
Right. So, like, here's the thing. Like, we know your contract negotiations are not exactly going swimmingly. How about this? How about we'll interview you, we'll bring you out, and we'll put an offer on the table, and we'll offer you a deal that we know you won't take, and it'll kick the ass of the UConn administration and the people in that state. I mean, I guess that's plausible.
It's 100% plausible. It's what happened.
Yeah.
Because if they really wanted Danny Hurley, they would have gave him $100 million like everybody thought that offer was going to be.
Exactly. And that's money that you cannot turn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's money that they could pay if they were as locked in on him as they were reported to be.
And it is so easy for Pelinka, who to make the call to Woj, to say, look, here's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to tell you that he was the candidate from the get-go. Like, this is our plan. You get Hurley involved. In the end, you're getting the raise out of it with UConn. And it works out that way. And again, what Rob Pelinka gets out of it is it doesn't look like so much like he's just hiring LeBron's best friend, appeasing LeBron, which is indeed what happened. But yeah, I believe from the get-go that was happening. And shout out to, again, Shams, man, who I think was correct from the jump. You're not putting your reputation and credibility on the line unless you truly believe that JJ was the candidate. And I think he obviously felt good enough about that information to put it out there. And I think he was right from the get-go.
Right.
That was the guy they wanted. They came up with a plan to make it look different. A plan that, you know, you can argue whether or not it worked. But some of us, John, sniffed it out very early.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurley gets his raise after winning a second championship, which, why would those talks have stalled? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he gave you a second title in 2 years. So the fact that they were, slow walking it, you know, UConn in terms of getting him his money, you know, that's, you were going to have to pay up once he brought that second title.
Exactly. That is exactly right. So,
and where was he? He was, even after the first title, he was still,
I think it was outside
the top five. Yeah. Is in my mind is what I'm looking at, because I remember we went over the list and it was way too low. And so, in this instance, the Lakers, you know, helped him too.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about
putting
that.
The screws to UConn,
but it definitely does. I think the money just lends itself to this was definitely a plot. You know what I mean?
Like he didn't even take less money to stay. He got the same money.
Well, I mean, it's $650 and $670, right? It's, $650
It was $650, $7 for $60.
$7 for $60.
Yeah. So what's $60?
No, he rejected a 6-year, $70 million offer, and that's what he got. 6 years, $50 from.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
so you got your years
got,
were off.
Okay, gotcha.
There,
okay, yeah.
I mean, it's $20 million more.
Okay.
With the Lakers than it would have been. It was the same 6 years.
Right.
But again, remember, we were all shocked when the offer came in from the Lakers at 70 because it had been reported and speculated that that offer would be much higher. It was $30 million lower than we thought, and that's what gave Bobby his the what he needed to say, no, not taking this offer.
Yes.
Which
yes.
I think he knew from the get-go he wasn't.
Right, right, right. So listen, I mean, it's good for college basketball. The Lakers ended up with J.J. Redick as they – we never got the big diatribe, though, from J.J.
Sean was right, right? I mean, there's nothing he can tell Sean's publicly.
I would like to know what his issue was, though. Like, was it the fact that it was reported just at
that
all?
He got out ahead of it.
Yeah.
Just like anybody else.
But maybe
when you report
right,
their stuff.
He botched the whole – like, the whole thing got a lot more complicated after that report came out that he was, like, what they were zeroing in on. So everything just got – because nobody was ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm. J.J. was still trying to do the finals or whatever.
Right. Right. I guess that's it. I guess that's exactly the way, you know, it all played out. But it's kind of
But I'll bet you J.J. Redick always knew Bobby Hurley was never going to be taking that job.
Right. Right. He was doing the finals. He was
so
cool.
In the end, he has to respect Shams, I think. Because, yeah, while the timing may not have worked for you, in
right.
the end, Shams was right.
Exactly. That is exactly right. So, anyway, yeah, Dan Hurley is going to stick around in college basketball to the tune of 6 years and $50 million. Like, let's see where that puts him in terms of the rest of the country now.
Between 6 and 7, is that where we're at?
Yeah, so he would be, it looks like, third.
Yeah, you've gotten him top five now, which yeah. he had to be.
Yeah. So would you have guessed Bruce Pearl was fourth?
No.
Well, I guess
wow.
he's fifth now, but yeah.
Give us that top five again.
So adjusted, we're going to put Dan's money in here now.
Yes.
Bill Self, Cal, Dan Hurley, Izzo, Pearl.
Could Dan Hurley argue that he should be paid more than Bill Self?
I mean, he's got two championships. Bill's got one. No, he's got two. Sorry, he got two now.
Yeah, Bill won two. Yeah,
My bad. He got the one 2 years ago. I mean, certainly there should be less of a...
How much is Bill's?
9.5.
Yeesh.
9.5.
Wow.
So what's...
And he's done it longer there. That's why he's at that number. And to go with the two titles. But
yeah.
they've had, you know...
So he's making
runs.
9.5. I mean, he's right behind Cal. I mean, he's within, you know, and that's just sort of the base. He's like literally on Cal's heels.
So he's three. I can live with
yeah,
that.
He's three.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Hurley, you live all day with top.
And there's
three,
a big
with
gap
the two that
between
you're behind.
Two and three now. There's three and four.
Four.
Yeah,
right.
There's a huge gap between three and four.
Right.
A $3 million a year difference.
Wow.
So
Who's
I mean,
five.
It's now Bruce.
Bruce is five.
Yeah, it was Rick Barnes. But everybody gets knocked down a peg now, right?
Yeah.
But your top 10 is just for ishes and giggles. Bill Self, Cal, Dan Hurley, Tom Izzo, Bruce Pearl, Rick Barnes, Scott Drew, Dan Hurley, Brad Underwood. I went Dan Hurley twice. Brad Underwood, Kelvin Sampson, and Nate Oates. That's your top 10.
And Penny's 11. I'm kidding. Close enough.
Penny's way down the list.
No, I know. What is he, 2.7 or 2.6 or something?
Penny
he's
is.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even have him on here, I don't think. I guess it's not.
That's Penny. Remind you, he's still doing it for a deal, bro.
Yeah, they
ain't paying him what you paid Tubby.
For whatever reason, it wasn't.
I thought it got to like, it's reported. Like 2.7 or goes up and it's getting
yeah,
closer.
Yeah, let's say an average of 2.8. That would put him about roughly 43rd, 44th. In the country. Top 50, top 45 salary, which is still very good. But, like, he's in the group with, you know, Grant McCasland,
mm-hmm.
Bobby Hurley. Well, I think, did he get fired? No, he's still there, mm-hmm. right? They got the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.